cool rabbit tricks off of children. Pretending the beds have been made, bills are paid in your building. Trading one situation for another, I don't know why you bother. Some people like to suffer and blame it on their families. Find music understanding awfully. We'll sing you to sleep. Your roommate's okay with the same dishwashing issues arisen between us. You wash too many yourself, spread the wealth. Who holds the keys to this prison? You mean us? Well, ours is a show with my friend Evan. Biohazard, get to heaven. Have the bread, hold the leaven. Now what's going on here? Is this a dream? Am I dead? Serving my breakfast in bed, it tastes so real. And I wasn't asking for anything. There I was, staring up at the big sky, wondering when it'll notice me. The one screaming, staring up, waving my hands, waving my hands. Trading one situation for another.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 137. Bet you didn't expect to hear from me. That is a track from Walter Schriffels with the track Arthur Lee's Lullaby. It is on his new solo album, An Open Letter to the Scene, which came out about a month ago on Academy Fight Song Records. Maybe kind of hard to track down, but I suggest you do. Walter has been a driving force in music since the days with Gorilla Biscuits and Quicksand, his sneaky work with Civ, Rival Schools. But this album is a very wonderful album. I won't say mature, but, well, maybe it is, but I'm a big fan. I've got lots of music this week, way too much, in fact, but let me go ahead and jump into it right now. This is Sally Seltman with the track Set Me Free.
When I go out at night, I can feel this beating inside. It's like I am holding a knife in my hand. I'm hurting the man who told me that he loved me and that he'd understand. Oh, for the moon that brings in the springtime. Oh, for the food I'll make you, 'cause you're mine. You are a white dove, I am the tight glove, loosening with fingertips right up above. Oh, I know that this is love, and I know that this should be enough, but I'm a girl who needs to be alone sometimes, so set me free. When I go out at night, I can see space from time to time so I can do the things I love to do.
Fun little slap in the face, wasn't it? That is a band called Love Is All. The song I played there is called Dust, and you can get that on the band's album 2010 Injuries. And it came out March of this year on Polyvinyl Records here in the U.S. The band is from Gothenburg, Sweden, so it's probably on some label over there as well. Before that was Sully Seltman with the track Set Me Free. That's on her album, Hearts That Heart That's Pounding. And that came out on the Arts and Crafts label this year, April of this year. Sally is from Sydney, Australia. And if that song sounds a little familiar to you, she co-wrote the Feist hit 1234. So it does kind of have that feel to it. But if you liked that album, you like this one. It's pretty good through and through. Let's continue on here. Like I said, I've got a lot of music this week. This is John C. from Cigarros with a song called Animal Arithmetic.
grinned on such a lovely sight.
That is Freelance Wells from New York, New York. This song is called Generator Second Floor. It's on the band's album Weather Vanes, which came out April of this year on French Kiss Records. Pitchfork tells us we're not supposed to like that album and it's too derivative. And it might be derivative, but I do like that album. Before that was Jonesy, or however they pronounce it in Iceland, with the song Animal Arithmetic off of his new album Go. That was released April of this year on XL Recordings, I believe. And that album is pretty solid. But if you've been listening to XMU Radio, as I have in my rental car, you've heard that album way too much to ever want to listen to it again. So that's one of the pitfalls of this podcast. I have been working like crazy on the road a lot, not able to record, but I've been listening to a lot of music. So these are songs actually that I probably started listening to about a month ago and just now getting around to throwing them on a podcast. I guess it's time to tell you how the podcast works in general if you're new to this game. Typically, every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully, I make good choices and make a good podcast. Sometimes I get a little backlogged, and, well, things like this happen. This is going to be a long podcast. Coming up next, I've got a new track from Black Francis. This is the song Cinema Star.
Talking to me. I drank my bottle of sugar water and headed out through the city's decay. Fell from a fence in a warehouse, landed on a Van Nuys soundstage. You held me up, you and your glasses, a cold naked California sage.
I can see them now.
I bet you didn't expect that one, did you? That was Depeche Mode with the song A Question of Time from 1986's Black Celebration, a Martin Gore tune there. And that just kind of highlights how the podcast works. I found that album on CD, replacing some vinyl that I had had so many years ago, and picked that one up and was listening to it on a plane on the way out to Hartford and realized how creepy that song really is. So I had to share it with you. Before that, we heard Black Francis with the song Cinema Star. That's on his new album, Nonstop Erotic. Came out recently. I'm not sure how soon that was. On Imperial Records. That is an album that, has its moments. And that's about all I can say about that one. Your mileage may vary. We're going to end things here with a track from Ancestors. So I better go ahead and give you the business here. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 137. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Normally, we end the podcast somewhere around here. This time, we're going to continue on for a very long time. I've got a long track by Ancestors from L.A. This song is called Mother Animal. It's on the band's 2009 album, came out in October of 2009, I think, called Of Sound Mind on TP Records. This band is, a little post-rock, a little stoner rock, a little expansive, It's a lot of different things, and it's perfect in the podcast on. So drift off with this one, rage on with this one, whatever that makes you do, and we'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening.